Episode 1299, The Best Exercises for a Lifetime of Wellness.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy, happy day. It is Wellness Wednesday, and I pray that your week has been going very well. It is all about the best exercises for a lifetime of wellness. Do you want really a quality of life? Well, let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, the quality of life requires maintaining a healthy lifestyle. And that includes the best exercises for a lifetime of wellness. Now, some are going to latch on to the most popular ones at the time, but you have to look at something that can withstand the test of time. Your body may be young now, yet with time comes age. And with age comes a body that begins to slow down. It's not as quick to respond. Plus, it begins to wear down. That's not something we want to admit, but you have to be realistic, and that's what we're all here about, right? Create your now. What do you need to create your quality of life and where you want to go? So you really want to enjoy exercise or intentional movement that will foster a healthy lifestyle without it feeling like a chore. We're on vacation and I am absolutely loving it, except the rain. We've had a few rain spells, but luckily I've still been able to hit the beach. My favorite place on earth. There's just something about it. It's so relaxing. Well, of course, it's a vacation spot. And so everybody's coming now. It's coming to the close of summer. Soon school's going to be starting. I don't want to say it, but you know, it is August 1st. Can you believe it? It's August. Yikes. Anyway, as I'm sitting down on the beach and just feeling the sand and watching the waves and enjoying the water, I'm looking out and people watching. I love, love, love to people watch. And I'm sure you've been to the beach at least once in your lifetime. Now, my favorite is in Hawaii. And yes, I've been around the world, so I can say that. And because I'm from there, it's not just because I'm from there, but Hawaii is just beautiful. There's something spectacular and special about it. But I'm willing to go to any beach. And since I can't go to Hawaii, well, we'll go to the Gulf instead. And so it's been beautiful this year. Absolutely loving Florida. Well, if you're on the beach, what do you want to do? Besides swim, enjoy building sandcastles, maybe laying out, getting a little bit darker, gaining some vitamin D, which we all need to do. We like to walk the beach. And so I'm sitting down, kind of chilling out, just enjoying the sunshine when it's not dropping, you know, little raindrops of sparkles from heaven above. And I'm watching people walk by. And I see this sweet younger couple walk by. And I'm like, oh, they're just starting out life together. You could tell maybe they were close to newlyweds or maybe only a couple years married. No children, just laughing and giggling and enjoying time together. Holding hands, just, you know, all about the love thing. And then I see another couple coming down, much older. Empty nesters, children all moved out. It's just her and the hubby walking hand in hand, gray hair, maybe a little more of a pooch for him, and oh, but she's still looking good. And as I was sitting there, I was like, you know, we really need to look at our lives in the lifetime that we have, not just this individual sprinkle of a moment that we tend to get caught up in. How do we make our wedding perfect? Or how do we have this perfect childbirth? Or making this perfect bedroom? Or the perfect living room? Or having this perfect job? What about a lifetime of wellness? We don't talk about that. We don't really think about the quality of life. If you want to live a long time, you have to take care of your body. And so as I'm seeing these two diverse couples here on two different ends of the spectrum in their life journey, I began to really think about what can we do as individuals to create a lifetime of wellness. Think about this. If you are a marathon runner, how long will you really be able to run? Now, you know I love running, but over the last year and a half or so, I've unfortunately had some injuries. It has set me back, and running isn't always something that my body enjoys. I personally love it, but for me now, my joints kind of say, oh, you know what? Can't do it. It's going to hurt. You're going to pay the price for the next 3 days. And my feet, my ankle, sometimes my hips. It's just one of those things where it's like, oh, I don't know. Yes, there are some who are going to miraculously run up until the age of 90s and then some. But that is not a typical lifestyle. Now, you might be an exception to the rule. However, if you're desiring a body that can withstand the test of time and quality, you must be willing to adopt a healthy lifestyle for the long haul. You're looking at a lifetime of wellness. So what are the best exercises you can do for the lifetime of wellness? Well, you got to start with the fundamental basics. And that is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Start with the fundamental basics. And I kind of emphasize the fun part of fundamental. Why? It's got to be just part of who you are. And there's five things that we're going to talk about here today. And it's the fundamental basics. What we all can do, what will support us all the way through our life's journey, what God has in store for us. You have a dream. It's bigger maybe than what you had a year or two ago. You want to do something different. Maybe you're at the stage in your life where you're like, God just placed this on my heart and I just can't get it to go away. I remember dreaming about it and thinking about it when I was maybe 10, 15 years old. I was in college. And now I feel like my kids are getting old enough that I can begin to pursue that dream. If you have a dream that's bigger than what you're doing right now in life, which most of us do, but we don't always want to go for it, or we have extenuating circumstances like we're not feeling real great about ourselves. We look in the mirror. We have nothing to wear in the closet. What does that all lead to? Health and wellness. So you have to look at the fundamental basics. What can you do for a lifetime of wellness? Let's break it down. There's five of them. Number one, you know, right off the bat is walking. Walk, 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 walk. You've got to walk. And for those who do not have the ability to walk, you can still do movement. And you know what I mean? Your physical therapy. Okay, when you cannot walk, you have other ways to work and help your body. That's your walk. Okay, for those who have feet who can walk, legs who do that do work, then we need to walk. And we need to not take that for granted because not everybody has that ability. But when we start with the fundamental basics, walking is it. And we need to be able to walk. It keeps our body motivated, number one, physically, because we are what? We're naturally moving. Have you tried to walk without moving any other part of your body except your legs? Okay, so your toes are going to move a little bit, right? Because they're going to bend your heel and all that. But if it's not attached to the actual leg, so don't move your fingers, don't move your arms, don't blink. Allow yourself to breathe, but don't turn your head, don't look down, nothing. Have you tried to do that? It's basically next to impossible. You're going to look really, really strange doing that. Try it right now. Yeah, you look funny, don't you? Yes, you do. So when you walk, you are moving your whole body. And it's the mind, body, and spirit. It's the whole being. And that's what you need to do. So walking is the number one of all number ones, in my opinion. Number two, swimming. Yes, it may be August, but guess what? There is still time for swimming. And if you're in an area that you can't swim outside, then take advantage of pools that are indoors. A lot of people ask me, where would you spend your money, a gym membership or a swimming pool? Hands down, I would pick swimming pool any day. Number one, if you have children, they will much prefer going to the swimming pool with you than going to a gym, right? Of course. and you're going to get your money's worth out of it. But a gym membership, you can come up with too many excuses to not do the gym membership. So choose swimming instead. Now, if you're at the beach, I'm down south right now, I'm enjoying my swimming time. And I am using that right now on vacation as my exercising, besides my walking. Those are my two main function things right now. And that's where my focus will be until, well, I have to close down the pool and I have to go do something else. But right now, that is something that my body loves. Now, understand, when you are swimming, it also helps with the buoyancy of the water. It relieves the pressure and the weight that you put on what? Your joints. So remember I told you how I love to run, but I can't run anymore. My feet hurt. I've had injuries, my ankle, my hips. When I'm in the water, I can still run. It's going to be running differently, but it still adds benefit to my body. And guess what? It lessens the load on my joints. Benefit for everybody on your body. So whether it's your joints, whether it's your mind, it's incredible. Walking, swimming. Number three, strength training. You're like, what? Why do I need strength training? Do you carry a gallon of milk or a gallon of water? Do you go and pick up a bottle of wine or two? Do you go grocery shopping? Do you need to, you know, pick up that mega roll of paper towels that have like 15, 20 rolls in it one time? This is fundamental living here. And unless if you want your box stores and your convenience things just to be delivered, you know, you click the buttons and it just comes, which you can do that. I'm not saying you can't, but if you want to walk some, you're going to go shopping. And shopping means you need to pick up things. Even picking up things off of a hanger requires you to do what? To lift and to twist. You've got to have strength training when it comes to the fundamental basics. You have to. And that means, yes, you can think about it as weights. You can think about it as resistance training. But you could just start with cans or water bottles. Or if you're already like, oh, those are too light, then you can do gallons of milk. I wouldn't say lift the gallon of milk. You'll probably want to drink it first, rinse it out, and then fill it with water. Or if you want to go even heavier, you can fill it with sand or you can fill it with bird seed. There's various ways that you can cheaply, quote unquote, build some fundamental basics that get you into rhythm to taking care of your body. It's a lifetime of wellness that you're looking for. We all need strength training. If you're not working to sustain your muscle, you will lose your muscle. As we get older, we lose muscle. Not good. You don't want to be a weakling. Don't you want to be able to go and pick up your half a gallon milk? Maybe you're not going through a gallon anymore, but you still need to be able to function and pick up a half a gallon of milk. Or when those grandchildren come and they're going to eat you out of house and home, you may need 3 gallons of milk. You don't want to be winded when you're just trying to put in, yes, 1 gallon of milk at a time. But when you times that by 3, that can get your heart rate up a little bit because they're heavy. Now, you may not really be thinking, but Christiane, I don't feel that way right now. I'm okay, unless I've stayed up for 2 or 3 nights with the kids or I've been sick or something, then I'm just plain plum exhausted, but I'm fine with a gallon of milk. You may think that now. But remember the two couples that I saw walking. One, newlyweds, approximately, maybe 1, 2, 3 years married, no children. And then I look at the other ones, empty nesters, in their 70s, low 80s, mid 70s, low 80s. Where are you going to be on that spectrum when it comes to your lifetime of wellness? It starts now. It doesn't start when all of a sudden you turn 65 and retire and you're like, oh, I'm not feeling too hot. I better be doing something. You lost 20 some, 25, 30 years of a lifetime of wellness already because you didn't think about it until, well, you're old. Fast forward. That's what you don't want to get to. That's why the conversation starts now. Create your now. You want that lifetime of wellness, and strength training has to be involved. Number 4, I love this one. It's movement and meditation. Now, movement and meditation, in my opinion, goes hand in hand. I use it a lot when it comes to my praise and worship time. That's what I think about it when it's movement and meditation. It's my praise and worship time. I combine my movement, like my yoga, and then my devotions, my praise and worship with God, my meditation portion, that all comes together. So in this area, you want to look at yoga or Tai Chi. Now, yoga, most people are familiar with. Tai Chi, maybe not so much. It's a Chinese martial art for movement and relaxation. It works the mind and the body. You can see Tai Chi is very popular right now, and you can experience this if you haven't. Senior centers have it, your local YMCAs have it, and some of your fitness centers that offer, you know, your big gyms will offer classes. So if you are curious about Tai Chi, I would encourage you to go find a class. Really, my recommendation would be go to a local YMCA or maybe a senior center. And guess what? If you go to that senior center, guess who you'll be meeting? People who are most likely older than you, hopefully a little wiser than you. And you can enjoy some incredible conversation. You can lift their spirits even as they lift yours. And you're talking about a lifetime of wellness. So it's movement and meditation, combining those two together to keep your body what? In motion and also grounded at the same time. Love it, love it. All right, women, number five. And men, yes, this is for you in a weird way. But specifically women, I want you to think about this one. Kegels. You're probably like, but I'm not pregnant. I don't need to worry about Kegels. Oh, yes, you do. You do not want to have issues with leakage. Now, some of you might be saying, oh, I already have that problem. Yes, sometimes we laugh a little bit and we have some oopsies. Kegels are very, very essential to a woman. You need to continue to strengthen the pelvic floor. And when I'm talking about Kegels, that's what it is. It's the pelvic floor exercises. And when you think about it, it's the easiest way to really understand how it all works is when you go to the bathroom, you don't have to do it right now. But the next time you go to the bathroom and you're going to urinate, I want you to go ahead and urinate, but I want you to stop urination midstream. And I want you to focus on what you feel in the pelvic floor. Okay, there's some tightening there that stops the urination. You need to practice that. Now, you don't just practice it when you're going to the bathroom. That's the feeling I want you to get, first of all, so you understand it. Then what you can do is when you're driving, you can do it at every stoplight that you hit. You do Kegels. And so you hold it, you count to 10, and you release it. You don't need to be on your phone anyway, right? Yes, it is illegal to text and drive. You really shouldn't be talking on your phone. So why not do your Kegel exercises? We're talking about a lifetime of wellness here. So you're going to do your Kegels, hold for about 10 seconds and release. Okay. And you're going to do that and repeat it just when you're at the stoplight. When you're driving, just drive. But when you come to the next stoplight, do it again. If you're not one who drives a lot, or maybe you're not driving as often anymore, then guess what? When you're watching your favorite shows, do it on a full commercial set. So that's a long time. And at first, it's going to seem like, oh my gosh, you may only get through two 30-second commercials. You may not get through the whole commercial set, which is usually five or six different, you know, commercials, advertisements. But you want to practice that. And so you can do it during then. And I'm telling you, it's beneficial for long-term when it comes to your pelvic floor, and also it's fantastic for your intimacy. I'm just saying, we're not going to go too much deeper than that today, but we will in another episode. So that's one thing that we don't think about. We've got to take care of our pelvic floor, ladies especially. So work on your Kegels. So start with the fundamental basics. It's walking, swimming, strength training, movement and meditation, which is what? Your yoga and Tai Chi and your Kegels. Understand that one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. You cannot wait until you're 85 years old going, well, maybe I should have started when I was 45 years old. Yeah, maybe you should have. That means you start now for a lifetime of wellness. Where do you need to start today? Maybe you're trying to figure it out. Maybe you've experimented and you've kind of fallen flat. It's okay. I have fallen so many times myself. But you can get back up and you can start again. If you want help with that, click on the link, take AIM in the show notes, and that will begin our conversation. I have a free complimentary coaching call to offer you, but you have to be willing to click on that link and set up a call. I cannot wait to hear from you. Now, with all of that being said, are you exhausted yet? Surely not, because you are ready to gear up for a lifetime of wellness. It starts with the fundamental basics. Go out. It's one step at a time that leads to your miles of greatness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.